everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of December 17th through 23rd, 2012. Another big nationals week, with the first of the big countries holding theirs in Sapporo. Japanese nationals has, of course, been anticipated for the possible six-way men's deathmatch, except Taki Kukuzuka injured his right instep last week, and he got through a third-place short good outside the partially under-rotated quad, but in the free, partially under-rotating and then falling on it, plus another fall and two partial downgrades, only two combos, and a single jump brought him down to fifth, while Tatsuki's Mishida skating was so riddled with errors he finished ninth. So then there were four. Of those four, once Daisuke Takahashi didn't fully rotate his quad in the short either, no one could touch a clean skating Yuzuru Hanyu, and he approached 100 and took a 9.5-point lead over Takahashi, and that ultimately won him his first title. Though Takahashi had a great competition himself, being beautiful outside of under-rotated quads and pulling off the solo one in the free, breaking 190 to win that segment, as Hanyu wasn't clean landing either of his quads and still has issues with stamina. He wasn't happy about that after, though he held on fairly easily, 285.23 to 280.40. Once Kazuka crashed down in the free, bronze was left to be between Nobunori Oda and Takehiko Mura, and once again, it was decided in the short, when Mura managed the quad triple in a clean program while Oda fell on his quad. The latter inched over Mura in the free when he landed the quad, if not his triple axles, while Mura singled an axle himself and was rough on his quad, but overall, Mura was just over, 242.70 to 240.56. This was particularly unfortunate for Oda, as the Japanese Federation then decided to send the same skaters to both Worlds and Four Continents in Osaka, leaving nothing to those off the podium, except of course Junior Worlds, to which they send Keiji Tanaka and Ryuji Hino, who in 6th and 10th were the highest age-eligible finishers. The ladies, meanwhile, was supposed to be Mao Asada versus Akiko Kazuki with Kanako Murakami about, except in the short, Murakami pretty much completely blew her combo and was down in 5th, but it was the expected top 2, with Suzuki holding a surprise lead when Asada, who is still not doing her triple axel, popped her loop, though Suzuki herself did a triple-toe, double-toe combo and was not happy with her performance. In the long, however, she would have a lot less to be happy about, since she singled one flip, fell in another, and partially under-rotated two more jumps, mistakes she really couldn't afford to make. When Asada had her own errors, but the only big one was a doubled flip, getting her up to an un-93.56 total. Outside a singled axel, after a triple flip, Murakami went completely clean, coming back with a vengeance, skating off with the biggest tech score as well as the biggest smile. And Satoka Miyahara, having come in third in the short with a partially under-rotated triple X triple toe, pulled that combo off in the free, plus everything else except a very unfortunate loop. So not only did Asada take gold by 10 points and Murakami silver by 3, but Miyahara edged Suzuki out to take bronze by half a point. Fortunately for Suzuki, Miyahara is too young to go to Four Continents and Worlds, so she still gets to join Asada and Murakami on both teams. Miyahara goes to Junior Worlds instead, along with Rika Hango, who with two clean skates and a triple toe in her short, beat Suzuki in the free and came in fifth overall. The ice dance field this year had four couples. Unsurprisingly, Kathy and Chris Reed dominated, skating fairly well, totaling 133.92 and getting duly named to the Four Continents and Worlds teams. A little more surprising was Emmy Hirai and Marion de la Asuncion taking second over Brina Oi and Tayo Mizutani, who were 0.12 ahead of them after the short dance but crashed on the first lift in a week free to drop to third. But there was no pairs competition because Japan no longer has any pairs because their only team is split. Narumi Takahashi and Mervyn Tron announced it this week, with him tweeting after it got out, "Now that the cat is out of the bag, I want to say that I hate cats and this is not what I was shopping for, but Narumi has decided it's over." She spoke through more official lines, insisting his inability to get Japanese citizenship had nothing to do with it. Her explanation was they had a dispute on how to approach competing. In any case, they are now both looking for new partners. They weren't the only couple giving us bad news this week. On Tuesday, Caitlin Weaver had surgery in Toronto, after which, having gotten served the situation, she and Andrew Poge officially confirmed her injury, which seems to be a broken fibula in her right ankle. Not the kind of injury that leaves much hope even for Worlds, but the two of them so far are only conceding themselves as out of Canadians. In more cheerful news from their country, next year's Canadian Tire National Figure Skating Championships, they also announced the new sponsorship deal with Canadian Tire Marks and L'Equipe 2, the 100th anniversary of the competition, was announced as being held in Ottawa. Next week's Russian Nationals 2 suffered a pair of pullouts, neither entirely surprising. Yulia Lipnitskaya is out and not yet recovered from her concussion, as is Polina Shelopin. Neither is positioned to say when they'll next compete, though Shelopin's last competition of the season would be the Russian Cup final in February. The Russian Federation, too, had a housekeeping announcement, Pasiev saying that with three spots in Euros in all four disciplines, the top two at Nationals in each will automatically be named, but the third spot will be left to the Federation's discretion. And the ISU also had qualifying matters to deal with, as the 2 weeks before the entry deadline for Europeans arrive, and for this competition, at least, they are choosing not to alter the technical minimums from the ones issued back in the summer. Other national competitions this week also included Italian nationals in Milan, highlighted by Carolina Costner's performance en route to her 7th senior ladies title. Her continent might not have been the hardest, but she pulled it all off well enough to break 70 in the short, 140 in the free, and win big with 213.69. Silver medalist Valentina Marquet, though she singled an axel in each program and had a couple more quibbles, also had a very good competition, in the free especially. Bronze was a bit of a surprise. Gianna Russo, last year's junior champion, despite a more or less clean start, was initially fourth between Roberta Rodriguez, who was also clean, and Francisca Rio, who struggled her lutz. Not a point between the three of them, but in the free, one with all three singles and a double brought Rio down to eighth. Russo wasn't entirely clean, especially with losing her axel completely, but Rodriguez, among other errors, doubled two jumps, and those dropped her a little behind Russo to fourth, leaving a pretty nicely skating top three altogether. The senior men were slightly messier. First-time champion Paul Parkinson had multiple problems in both programs, including crashing out of a quad salchow attempt in the short, which he did not attempt in the free, doing instead the only two clean triple axels seen throughout the competition. He totaled 198.52. Silver medalist Paolo Bacchini had a similar short, except he didn't try the quad, so crashed on his triple axel instead, then audited again in the free, and whilst other errors weren't as big, one cost him a combo. There was no one to challenge the top two. The Maurizio Zandron and Saverio Giacomelli had each other to contend with for bronze. Giacomelli actually had a clean short, which initially put him just ahead of Zandron, who didn't quite, but his errors in the free were bigger than Zandron's, including a fall, and one of Zandron's was actually on the only triple axel that either man tried, so that got Zandron moving up for a comfortable bronze. In the senior dance, Annika Balune Lucanate actually weren't quite clean in the free dance. He had a step stumble, but level 3 steps, level 4 everything else throughout the competition more than made up for that, and if one wants to chide her for getting a black dress for their Carmen Free, the judges didn't. 176.24 was more than enough to dwarf the other three teams and claim their second straight. With only Nicole Delamonica and Matthew Gouris to contend with, Stephanie Burton and Audrey Kitarik had an equally easy time claiming their third straight together, especially when they were clean throughout the competition, even while doing triple toes in the short and triple toe, double toe, double toe, and triple sow cows in the free, totaling 194.87, while Delamonica and Gouris didn't have any clean side-by-sides and double to throw. In the juniors, Sarah Casella won the ladies, Adrian Bannister came up from third to win the men, when short program winner Mattia Rizzo dropped down to fifth in the free, Sofia Lucrezia Sforza and Francisco Fioretti won the dance, and Julia Foresti and Leo Luca Sforza beat the other two pairs. German nationals in Hamburg was more highlighted by who wasn't competing than who was. Not only did Eliana Savchenko, Robin Silkevi only do the gala, but Malin Hash and Daniel Vend were out, with him still struggling with his back, which meant there were only two pairs in the lineup, Mari Vartman, Naren van Cleve, and Annabelle Proles and Ruben Blamiart. The two of them ran a very close competition, though where Price and Blamiart were clean throughout doing easier jump elements, Vartman and van Cleve tried harder triple toes, fumbled them, and fell in the throw in the short, then in the free, suffered two more falls, one costing them their combo, and doubled sow cows, actually egged out the segment on presentation scores, but Pros and Blamart's small lead from the short held, winning them their first national title 147.62 to 146.75. Pros, however, is too young for the senior ISU championships, and their fall results got Vartman and van Cleve the second berth to Europeans behind Savchenko and Silkevi anyway, in accordance with Germany's ranking system. The biggest names of the competition were instead Nelly Giganshina and Alex Gaji, who conquered a 5-team ice dance field, getting level 3 steps and level 4 everything else to total 156.96. Below them, Tanya Colbain and Stefano Caruso were equally unchallenged for silver, and those two teams had already qualified themselves for Europeans over the fall, but bronze was more of a battle, with Katharina Mueller and Justin Gerken third after the short, but when their twizzles failed in the free, Kavita Lorenz and a Yevgen Koliniak moved up over them to take it. In terms of size, the biggest competition was the ladies, with Sarah Hecken claiming her fourth title on the strength of a more or less clean short with a triple toe, though trouble with a couple jumps left her third in the free, but only a point behind segment winner Nathalie Weinzierl, whose only major mistake throughout the competition was a doubled loop there, but smaller ones in the short had left her third and just a little too far behind. Moved up to second, but Hecken beat her 152.55 to 150.55. Weinzierl, in fact, was only second by 0.07 over Sandy Hoffman, who had minor trouble in the short and a little more in the free, including her own double loop, and was a narrower second in both to take third overall. But Weinzierl's fall results had her too far ahead in the ranking system for Hecken to catch up, and she gets ladies' berth to Europeans, though with the caveat that Hecken will replace her at Worlds if she doesn't make the top 10. As in Italy, the top ladies were overall more neat than not, and here the men were a bit more decent. Peter Leibers, already established as the guy to go to Europeans, might have paid for attempting the quad in the short and had a double and partial downgrade in the free, but no other major quibbles got him a big total, with 213.12, and he claimed his fourth title heftily in a field of six. Below, on the other hand, Ron Struble pulled off a more or less clean short, but the free trouble with his triple axel and his first combo, along with doubling his next two artist jumps, made him third in the segment behind Fall Fence, who had two triple axels and no major problems in his free, but Fence was coming back from a fourth place short where the axel wasn't as good and the solo jump was much worse, so was only able to pull up to third. At Chinese Nationals in Harbin, men proved a close competition between the old and young. Boyang Jin won the short program by some way over a less than successful Han Yan and Nan Song, while his free started with a quad double and a solo quad, it continued with a single axel and a pair of falls, causing him to crash down to third. Yan was initially ahead of Song after the short, but he didn't have the best of frees either, falling in his only quad attempt, having also a double jump and a couple more small errors, while Song landed a quad triple, and while he too had a fallen double, easily matched Jin past Yan for his fourth national title, 213.67 to 211.80. Word has it, Yan will pay dearly for that and won't even be sent to four continents. Li Zijun had no such problems en route to her third straight. With both her would-be rivals out, she needed only two combinations, even when one of them was a triple single-single to dominate the ladies' field. A ridiculous 45 points behind her 175.10 total, Zikan Zhao was actually likewise unchallenged for silver, even with multiple falls. Jin Yu Chen was initially third after the short, but she wasn't able to hold on in the free, dropping down to six and leaving bronze to Jia Lei Wang. The Paris field was likewise watered down with the likely would-be top two out, leaving Zhao Yu and Yang Jin to win their first national title with a total of 165.38. Likewise, the top dice dance team didn't compete, meaning Zhao Yuying and Chen Wang won their first national title with a total of 125.59. Hungarian nationals was a small affair, and overshadowed by veteran ladies skater Victoria Pavic announcing her retirement, she's moved on to TV reporting and show skating, but she'd only competed at nationals once in the last 3 years anyway, and the senior ladies competition went on with its three entries, close between the last two junior champions, Esther Szombathely and Regina Borbelli. Borbelli, the only one of the two to go for a triple, it didn't even partially rotate it in either program, initially held the advantage, if only because at least her axle was good, and none of the other jumps from either girl in the short were. But Szombathely was the more consistent one in her free, landing all but two of her doubles, and if she had an axle partially downgraded, so did Borbelli, who also fell on her step sequence, and that was fatal. When the numbers crunched, Szombathely had a national title, 103.87 to 102.73. Senior men had only two competitors, the same two from last year, but it was equally close between the two of them. When they both skated clean in the short, Martin Marco was initially behind Christoph Forgo, matching him exactly technically but slipping behind in the presentation scores, but in the free, despite a couple errors, his higher content carried the day over Forgo, who wasn't completely clean, though neither was far off. The numbers crunched to give Marco his third national title, 152.94 to 151.87. The senior ice dance, with three teams competing, wasn't as close in the final result, though it too was a competition between the previous year's pairs of competitors, with last year's champions Susanna Nagy and Mate Fagis also coming back from second after the short against Dora Dorroxy and Ballas Major. Those final results were 138.52 to 134.26. In the juniors, Eva Toth blew away the ladies, and Zilvilia Magyar and Daniel Illes also easily won the ice dance. Ukrainian nationals in Kiev wasn't a big affair either. The biggest field was the 8-entry ladies, though as in China, two of the big contenders, Anastasia Kononenko and Irina Movchen, were out due to illness issues and hip issues respectively, so reigning champion Natalia Popova was unchallenged for her third, though she herself is dealing with injury that kept her from trying any triples. She was mostly clean throughout, marred only by a fall on a partially underrated sal counter free, and totaled 155.73. Silver medalist Galina Milevskaya didn't have it as easy. Even in the short, she failed to even partially rotate a let, which she would also fully under-rotate and crash onto boot in the free, where she had multiple other issues, including two more partial downgrades, only two combos, and finished in the segment behind bronze medalist Anna Hanaychenkova. Had the latter gotten credit for her choreographic sequence, she might have taken silver. Had she not singled the toe, she probably would have, but one of her combos had trouble too, and she had multiple errors in her short, so she couldn't quite overtake Milevskaya. There may have only been five men competing, but Yakov Gudorosa and Dmitry Ignatenko ran close while both seeked their first national title. Gudorosa in the end took it 180.20 to 178.48 on the strength of the triple axel, which Ignatenko didn't try. Doing the competition's only clean one in the short got him the lead there even when he blew his lutz while Ignatenko skated clean, and rotating it kept him within half a point of Ignatenko in the free, even though his not being clean on it was one of the smaller of several problems, including a fall and partial downgrade, while the latter had only a couple minor issues. Igor Reznichenko, who didn't try the triple axel either, took bronze by more or less having the cleanest programs after Ignatenko, though in the free, that was saying less. Seoul Pemhican Canadian Dimitri Dune won their third straight dance title together against three other teams, scoring 143.23 for a winning margin of over 20 points. There were initially three pairs, and after the short, a clean skating Louis Lalor Lavrentieva and Yuri Rudik looked like they'd take the third straight equally easily over two very messily skating opposing teams, but then they pulled out, leaving new pair Elizaveta Uzmentseva and Sergei Kulbach to win, pulling off a triple-toe, triple-toe sequence, and a good deal more altogether than the other team, enough to total 122.53. Austrian nationals in Vienna was an even smaller affair, with three competitors in each singles discipline. None of the men tried the triple axel. Victor Pfeiffer had no combo and multiple problems in his short, but his free was much better, outside one combo with a partial downgrade, and it got him up to 194.55, which was his eighth title by close to 50 points. In the ladies, Kirsten Frank was equally unchallenged for a second straight, though she had a fall in both programs and a single and partial downgrade in the long. She totaled 144.14. There were two ice dance teams, with Kira Giel and Tobias Eisenbauer scoring 121.52, winning their second over last year's champions Barbara Silna and Yuri Karakin by being generally smoother, especially in the free dance, where they opened up a margin of over 10 points. Stina Martini and Severin Kiefer were the only pair for the third year in a row, though they really didn't skate it well at all, totaling 111.01. For nationals that have happened already, the French newspaper L'Equipe reported Monday that while Brian Joubert genuinely was sick last week, that wasn't the real reason he withdrew from French Nationals, but rather, he didn't do the long because he's getting a new one and it wasn't ready. Apparently, he was disappointed with the judges' reactions to the Inception long at Trophy Eric Bompard, so he's converting his Gladiator X into a long instead. He also spoke of his clashing with the French Federation over his current coaching and training arrangements. News related to U.S. Nationals coming out this week was who was getting inducted into the National Hall of Fame there. Rudy Galindo and Lori Nicol have both been voted in. Finally getting it on his fourth nomination, Galindo compared it to winning an Oscar and described mistaking the notifying call as a telemarketer and not reacting at first before running around his place in excitement once it hit him. And finally, two pairs of show casts were announced this week. The first was for the Japanese Stars on Ice, and it's a big cast. Shizuka Arakawa, Takahashi, Asada, Hanyu, Suzuki, Kazuka, and Murakami will all be there, and the foreign contingent includes Alexei Yagudin, Kurt Browning, Dorothy Hamill, Ilya Kulik, Ekaterina Gordieva, Johnny Weir, Jeffrey Buttle, Irina Slutskaya, Joanny Rochette, Philippe Candeloro, Sinead and John Kerr, Ryan Bradley, and Kim Navarro and Brent Bementry. Shows will be in Osaka on the 5th and 6th of January and in Tokyo from the 12th to the 14th. The other was for the 8th season of Dancing on Ice in Britain. Despite several changes of professionals, Mark Conradi is still there, skating with former Parliament member Una King, as are past winners Brian Delacorte skating with Matt Lipinskas, one of two soap stars, and the other, Sarnia Gotti, is skating with former French bronze medalist ice dancer Sylvain Longchambin, Daniel Whiston skating with Olympic gymnast Beth Twaddle, Maria Filipov skating with X Factor winner Shane Ward, and Matt Evers, who managed to land Pamela Anderson as his partner. Other returnees include Vicky Ogden, back for a second season with comedian Joe Pasquale, former French junior ice dance champion Michael Zenizzini, back for a second after a season off to skate with reality star Lauren Gugger, and junior world and two-time Winter Universe side champion Olga Sharutenko, back for the first time since the first season to skate with TV presenter Keith Chegwin. Another television presenter, Anthea Turner, goes to Canadian newcomer Andrew Buchanan. Other newcomers are Robin Johnstone skating with rugby player Gareth Thomas, and Jenna Smith skating with Olympic boxer Luke Campbell. The new season premieres January 6th. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.